KCBS entertainment reporter and Cron 4 movie critic, Bay Area legend.
Oh, and I've been with this guy before. We've done television before, haven't
we? That's right.
And Norm McDonald's here. Hey, Norm.
Hey, how are you?
What's going on, dude?
Oh, not too much. Just doing some stand-up.
Yeah, the San Jose Improv. Dude, you're working your ass off. Most guys come in, they do like maybe one Friday show, and then like a couple on Saturday, and they're done. He's got two tonight, one at 8 o'clock, the other one at 10, and then tomorrow, three. Yeah, 7, 9, and 11, and then Sunday, a 7:30 show.
Yeah, I like doing a lot of stand-up.
You need some money, Norm?
No, I get less money. I get less money doing it, but you know, you can go do like a theater for one night and make more money. But I just like a volume. I like doing lots.
Yeah. So are you doing like, do you have multiple multiple acts, or are you just doing the same one?
I have a lot of different
acts. Of course, Norm has been on Saturday Night Live. You were a staff writer on Roseanne?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, yeah.
What was that? Wow, how was she?
Because, she was fantastic.
Because Jan at one point worked for a network, and it was her job to
put in laugh tracks. I was an AD and associate director, and I used to put in laugh tracks. Yeah, Titters, Guffaw, Sweetening. What was? Why do you say Roseanne was fantastic? Because she got a lot of bad press, you know.
Well, the thing is, she would be tough on the writers, you know. Actually, there was two of us that were stand-ups. That was me. There was two of us that were stand-ups that she liked, and she hated like the Hollywood writers, you know. But she'd come in and she'd say like it's all wrong, but she was always right. She completely understood her own show, you know.
Mm-hmm. If it had been a guy, do you think she would have gotten the kind of hassle she got?
No, probably not. Hmm. But she would say, like, too many jokes. What's with all these jokes, you know? Mm. There's too many jokes. I don't want to just have people saying punchlines all the time, you know?
Yeah. How long did you do it for?
I did it for a year and a half.
Like, towards the end or towards the beginning? Because it got real serious towards the end.
Yeah, no, it became bad at the end, no. I was there in the good years.
Good.
And, of course, we're talking about comedies today because, let's face it, all the movies coming out this week suck.
So, do that, yeah.
Yeah, Jan wanted to come in just talk about comedies that make you feel good.
This is a time when they dump a lot of bad movies. I mean, there's some interesting small ones like Illusion, but basically they are dumping a lot of bad movies out right now.
My
so we're thinking, what
movie,
makes you laugh?
My favorite movie
Dirty
of the
Work.
Year, my favorite movie of the year that I thought was a comedy and other people didn't was Squid and the Whale.
Oh, you thought that was a
I thought it was hysterically funny.
Yeah. You know, I've heard that. My sister's a divorce lawyer, uh-huh. right? And she thought it was funny also. She also found it extremely, the kind of comedy that's played for truth.
Yeah. It was incredibly truthful. Yeah.
Hey, Norm, you want to talk to the president of your fan club? I'm serious. He's listening online in Boston because we're streaming on the internet finally, live105.com. Steve in Boston. That sounds weird here in San Francisco. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, you're on with Norm McDonald.
Hey, Steve.
Awesome. Say again?
I said hi, Steve.
He's the president of your fan club, babe.
So.
That's cool.
Do you have anything? Are you starstruck, Steve? Steve, are you there?
I'm there.
All right.
Damn, you were having problems with some guy's cell phone before, and I was like, what a schmuck, and then now it's me.
Oh, okay. So can you hear us okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, you want to call us back? It's a very big moment for you. I mean, you are the president of the Norm McDonald Fan Club, and you're on with the guy himself.
I know, finally, after 5 years, you never want to talk to me, but now, finally, I'm on.
Oh, he's like a
San
stalker.
Francisco, the greatest radio station ever, Live 105.
There you go. Thanks
and
for
he works for Live 105.
So do you have a question?
So my question is, I heard Norm is writing a new movie or a TV or something. He hired some writer to help him out. Wondering what that movie or TV show is about and when it's going to be in production, that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, I wrote a movie. I didn't hire a writer. I hired a typist. I don't know how to type. And so I write everything on a legal pad. And so I needed a guy that knew how to type and
computer
margin and you know how to use a computer because I don't know how. So it's cool because it's the first movie I wrote by myself. And it's real good. So they bought it. And
what's it about?
What's it about?
Yeah.
It's called Court Appointed Attorney, and it's about a
what a riot of a title, man.
Are you serious?
Kill him. Well, yeah. Well, maybe. I don't know. It depends.
He's a court appointed attorney. That's an idiot. And he's like real bad court appointed attorney, and he gets a big case, and he does everything wrong, you know, and a man's life is at stake, and
hilarity ensues.
Yeah, hilarity ensues.
All right,
you're the star then.
No, I'm not. No, I don't want to be a star of a movie ever again.
Why?
Dude, Dirty Work was good. Everybody says it sucked and whatever, but I really enjoyed Dirty Work.
Here's the thing. I like being comedic, you know, and I realize when you have to star in a movie nowadays, you gotta do love scenes.
It's gotta be artsy and whatever.
And yeah. You gotta do like the soft moments and all that stuff. So I said, no, I don't wanna do that anymore. I'll write it for a star and I'll be the funny sidekick that doesn't have to have redeeming qualities.
What star would you like to see, Norm, in this?
In the movie?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of guys have expressed interest in it, some big stars, so I don't want to say a guy in case.
No, but here's the thing.
Norm needs to make a better decision about who the director is going to be in this movie, though.
Well, I have no decision on the director, unfortunately.
Hey, Steve, the phone screener told me that you want to request that Norm here sends you a box of hair and teeth. Is that true?
I have no idea what he's talking about.
Okay. Just wondering, man. All right. Well, good luck in Boston, dude.
Thank you, Steve.
All right. Thanks a lot, man.
Thanks for being president, man.
Hey, Steve, how many people in this fan club?
I don't know. It's like a web page, and so like thousands of people visit.
Thousands,
and yeah. A bunch of people post on Message Wars, fakenews.net.
Fakenews.net. There you go.
Very
thanks,
good.
Man.
Thank you,
Steve.
Right.
Listening online in Boston. How about that?
Sweet. That's cool.
Norm, don't you find it annoying when you do? Because I thought Dirty Work was funny as well. Artie Lang.
Yeah, I love Artie.
In Dirty Work. Don't you think it's annoying, though? Like, you just want to do a funny movie. And yeah. Something that's not necessarily a thinker movie. Just something that you can laugh and be fun with. And unless people deem it as being Oscar-quality type movie, they don't even give it the time of day. It's like almost like it's not good enough for them. And then therefore they pan it just because it's not really like arty in any way. It's
you
just
know, there was a writer, Michael O'Donoghue, that used to work on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
You know Michael O'Donoghue? And he told me once that if you read in a review the word sophomoric, he said, that means funny. I mean, I honestly...
I've seen sophomoric a lot.
Honestly, obviously great comedies are the hardest movies to make, you know? Mm-hmm. You can just go to the movie store and try to find them compared to dramas.
What's your idea of great comedy? What would be one or two?
I think this year, the movie that should have been nominated for Best Movie and for Best Actor was 40-Year-Old Virgin. I thought
great
that was
movie.
That was really fun.
Fantastic
was great.
Movie and a fantastic acting role. But a comedy has to have... serious, I guess
elements.
It has to be a serious comedy.
Yeah.
What about like when you're in a bad mood? What would be something you'd put on? Like I was talking about My Favorite Year, which you agree with me.
I love My Favorite Year. Yeah.
Great film.
Yeah.
But what would be something you'd put on that just picks up your spirits and makes you laugh?
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Ah, yeah. Definitely. Another vote for that one. Yeah. Because character comedy.
You know what? John Hughes was very, very good at mixing comedy with heart, you know?
Mm-hmm. Norm's been in a ton of movies that we all love. Well, except for Ravy. He was in both Deuce Bigelow's.
Well, Ravy's one of those movie snobs, Norm.
I would write sophomoric in a review.
He was in Billy Madison. He was in both Deuce Bigelow's. He was in the Animal, which I loved. People versus Larry Flint, you were in that?
Yeah, that was... I was doing Saturday Night Live at the time, and Milos Forman liked me. And he would have lunch with me. We'd always eat together. I liked him. He was a good guy. And he was like, I get you. I put you in the movie. You know? And I'm like, nah, I'm not a dramatic actor. I don't know how to act. I get you. So I didn't really want to be in him, but he kept, you know, making me.
Norm MacDonald's in the studio. He's going to be at the San Jose Improv this weekend. Tonight, two shows, 8 and 10 o'clock. Tomorrow, 7, 9, and 11. And then on Sunday at 7:30, tickets are available there at the door and by going to their website. Let's go to Robert in Castro Valley. Good morning, Robert. Oops, sorry. Robert, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
I'm
here. Coming at you, Robert.
How's it going? I love your show, guys.
Thanks, man. You're on with Norm MacDonald.
Norm, how's it going, man? I'm a huge fan, bro.
That's sweet.
Hey, I just had a quick question for you. You were the voice of Death for one episode of Family Guy, right?
Yes, I was, yeah.
What happened with that? Why'd they replace you with Adam Carolla?
I couldn't do the second one because I was doing stand-up, which my first love and everything.
So, totally.
They got Adam to do it because I guess he sounds...
Well, I thought you were awesome, man. You were definitely the better of the two.
You were the better voice of Death. Way to go, Norm.
Yeah, and for me, nothing represents Death better than Adam Carolla.
All right, guys, well, keep up the good work.
Woody,
I love
excellent,
the show.
Excellent, right, Woody. Good points.
Oh, no, because Adam's like hit or miss. I think he could be really funny, or he just falls flat on his face. Like that TLC show he did, very funny. And then this late night thing he did on Comedy Central was a friggin' nightmare. Like, you could hear the pin drop after he, like, laid down the worst joke in history. And he's sitting there, yeah, back when I was a carpenter, see, like he's trying to recoup, but he couldn't. And then his old fallback was telling some story about him and Jimmy Kimmel hanging out. Like that's the whole
show. Yeah.
I love the TLC show too.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Speaking of Comedy Central, is Back to Norm, was that a show or is it just like a one-off special?
Well, no, that. I said I wanted to do something like the Chappelle Show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I figured.
And so they said, why don't you do a special? And I said, I don't want to do no special, you know. I don't want to do no half-hour stand-up special because I don't like doing stand-up on television, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So so they said, no, do a special. I said, I don't want to do special. So I want to do this thing.
So, and they finally get the idea you didn't want the special.
Right. So they said, okay, you can do this thing, you know. So I did this, you know, I did the pilot for this thing, and then they put it out as a special. And I'm like,
you didn't want to do a special.
I like the sketch about the 40 virgins.
Oh, yeah, that was funny. Yeah, that was a pretty funny sketch. Yeah.
David in San Jose, you're on the air with Jan Wall and Norm MacDonald.
What's up, David?
All right. How's it going?
Good.
Hi,
how are you?
Hey, David.
Norm, I love that movie, Dirty Work.
Oh, thanks, pal.
Going on to the movies that make you feel good. Mm-hmm. Hugh Grant, awesome actor, I think.
Yeah.
Except for he's British, but...
Brits could be hysterical. Look at Monty Python, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
absolutely.
Well,
yeah.
Hugh Grant
well,
does
humor,
the same movie
humor.
Every
British
time.
Humor is just so much different than like all the American movies you see because it has like a. It's so real.
Yes, it's dry, it's smart, and it's often coming from a.
Well, this is not a movie, but you asked me what I like to. Every morning I watch the British Office.
British Office is great.
I mean,
do you like the American version too, or
maybe not, if I hadn't seen the British one?
That's the trouble. It's like the full Monty. It's so smart and funny.
Yeah.
And then we have a tendency to junk it up, dumb it down.
Yeah, but see, there's a couple differences. One, I mean, Steve Carell I think is great. He's fun. Yeah. His character is just interesting, and the whole fact that it's like in middle of nowhere Pennsylvania is funny to me for some reason. And then the other character, I mean, the whole thing between the receptionist and the other guy Jim is interesting. And the guy who for me makes the show even more than Steve Carell is the what's his name who is in 6 Feet Under, who plays the weird guy.
Oh yeah, but
have you seen the British Office?
Yeah, I have. Oh. I think it's the same concept, just a different show.
I think here's the fundamental difference. I think that doesn't make the American one work.
Where do you see that?
It's on BBC America.
Faulty Towers is on there. All these great things. Yeah,
but in the British, and anyways, in the British Office, the idea was that a documentary crew came to this paper company, and the David Brent, the boss, had illusions that he was a entertainer.
He was a star, right?
And so he was giddy when this, and he was trying to use it to showcase his talents.
Right.
In the American Office, that's not true. Steve Carell is not funny. You know,
but
I mean, he's funny.
He thinks he's hilarious, and he thinks he's like everybody loves him, and he's this great cut up in the office.
But the difference is that Ricky Gervais actually is funny. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when you're watching the British Office, you're going, well, I would be laughing at Ricky Gervais, you know, even though nobody else is.
Right. You'd just be annoyed by, like, the Steve Carell guy.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, David.
Wait. The one movie I wanted to suggest was Love Actually.
Oh, Love Actually, yeah, which
very
is episodic,
movie.
But has some moments. It
Wait a
has
minute,
a few
is, it,
moments.
Is this a Hugh Grant movie?
He's in it. He's part of it.
All right, here, let me guess how. I've never seen the movie. I've heard of it. I have no idea what it's about, but I'm going to take a guess. Hugh Grant plays like a kind of awkward, charming, yet kind of misunderstood
foreign
fellow.
He's the
Prime Minister of England.
Yeah, it's actually a different role for him. It really is.
It's the same movie over and over and over. Thank you.
Hey, this is a romantic guy who just called in. I can tell because Love Actually not only is funny, but has a lot of heart.
It's
to
not
it.
Just any guy
and it has
who calls
Alan
in.
Rickman. Alan Rickman, this incredible actor. He was the villain in Die Hard.
I love Alan.
Oh, God, love this guy.
It's not just any man
truly, madly, deeply.
Who can call in and go on and on about the Hugh Grant movie.
Yeah, it really takes a real man.
Hey, Norm, is it true that you got in a bunch of trouble for making fun of O.J. Simpson on SNL?
Yeah.
That's true, huh?
I wasn't making fun of his football ability, you know?
Really? Well, what would you be talking about then? I don't understand.
I don't know. I figure you commit a double homicide. people can poke fun at you.
You're out there. You're fair game.
Yeah.
Because, dude, I got to tell you, it's, you know, on the radio, we're on the air every day for, you know, 4 or 5 hours, and, you know, you start talking about stuff, and even if you're not being offensive, you're just kind of giving an opinion, and even covering both sides of the story, people
sure.
take issue with you.
Yeah.
On such a sensitive subject, people calling you racist or, you know.
Right, we were talking about that earlier. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you something, you know, that it never occurred, like, I can never understand the black-white thing, that the blacks, you know, wanted them off and the whites didn't and everything like that. But oddly enough, when Robert Blake went on trial.
Yeah.
I loved Beretta. He was like my favorite guy.
It's all the white guys
and
were pulling from the gun.
I knew he was guilty, but like I just loved Beretta so much. I was like, I don't. I just wanted him to
so
get
it
off.
Made,
so I kind of understand it.
So it all made sense.
And it was nice to see him on TV again.
So who'd you get in trouble with? Were you getting in trouble with like OJ?
I wish Matlock would have come in and like helped him out.
Get him on TV. Yeah. So,
but were you in trouble with people who I don't know? Was it OJ's
what
people
happened,
or was it just
what
the public?
What happened allegedly? I don't know if this is true, but the head of NBC, Don Ohlmeyer at the time, was OJ Simpson's best friend, and I admire the guy for sticking with him.
Wow, talk about loyalty.
Yeah, that's a lot of loyalty. And he always maintained that he was completely innocent. And
well, I guess
my God, if he was innocent,
well, to be fair,
he's really had a
I don't know this guy.
Time.
He's been
NBC.
Looking for the killers for a long time.
You know, I don't know this guy at NBC, but be fair, it's like I don't know if you want to get on the bad side of some guy capable of murder.
Yeah, do you do politics? Like, will you be talking about Cheney and the gun thing and all of that?
Please,
I'm not that interested
Thank
in
you.
Politics.
Thank you.
Okay, okay.
Please no Cheney
Just
jokes.
Yeah.
All right, let's...
I know he was the second vice president to shoot a guy. I know that.
Alexander Hamilton. Yeah. That whole thing. Yeah.
Robert in Pittsburgh.
Kind of historical.
They spelled it different. Are you in Pittsburgh, California or Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania?
California.
Oh, California. They spelled it with a G-H. Come on, Greg. I thought you were from here.
Hey, I'm making fun of Greg. He's awesome.
Yeah, what's going on, dude?
Hey, I got so much to say, so let's start out with, hey, Norm,
yeah.
Let me be in your movie.
You want to be the lead?
I can do it.
Really?
Yeah, that's right.
What qualifies you to be in the movie? Of any kind, even a home movie.
Because I'm a dork, and I think I can pull off that loser attorney so well.
Okay. Are you Owen Wilson? That would help.
He can be. Typical actor, right? I can be Owen Wilson.
Movie
theater line scene in Dirty Work is one of the funniest scenes in all comedy movies ever. You have a moon the comedy, when you have the guy moon the people in the movie line and you pull up and park there and save that guy's ass. That is hilarious.
Thanks.
You're really selling yourself there, Robert. Is there anything we would have seen you in?
No, because...
Leave your multiple appearances and Cops out.
Because he understood the joke. It wasn't a mooning scene. It was a... He understands.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, he's kissing ass.
And for this comedy movies, the classic comedy movies...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have any of you ever heard of, I believe it's called Will Success Ruin Rock
Hunter? Oh, Rock Hunter. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah,
that's
yeah.
really great.
It's hilarious.
It is. Jane
it's
Mansfield.
It's not as funny as Dirty Work.
Again, he's trying. He's positioned.
Or court-appointed attorney.
There you go. All right, thanks, Robert.
Good try, Robert.
Yeah. You know, Chappelle recently was talking about how it drove him insane, that kind of success that he had.
Yeah.
And you've been around a lot of successful people who went right to that level. What was your take on all that?
On Dave?
Yeah.
Well, Dave's a great guy, you know, and he was I don't know the story. I saw him later, and he just seemed ordinary. I know that he was.
You guys know the story, but he was freaked out by the success.
Oh, I watched Oprah. I saw the whole thing.
He was always like not so show busy. Like he lived in
Ohio,
yeah. You know, and he had his family, and he. Had kind of given up on show business. He said, I'll just do some stand-up, and I don't know what happens when you get a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I know Sandler, you know, and he's the same guy he was when I first met him, you know. He's just exactly the same.
Who from SNL do you think has changed?
Has changed?
The most.
You mean changed as a person? You mean as a
like
human being?
Voice was Adam's the same guy yeah. now yeah, as he Adam's was years guy. Ago. Is there anyone who's like, you know,
like
completely
Chevy
different?
Chase, we were saying yes. earlier that Chevy Chase has completely altered who he used to be to us.
Uh-huh.
You know? He doesn't seem that funny, crazy, wise guy anymore.
Yeah, I worked with Chevy. He
was in Dirty Work.
He lost his confidence a little bit, like, and that's his whole thing, you know?
Is to be confident.
Yeah,
and if you lose that.
His ultra confidence for no reason, kind of, that was his bit. And, yeah. you know, obviously with age, you lose confidence, you know?
Did you ever work with Christopher, the guy that does that, it's on Saturday Night Live.
Christopher
he's
the
Continental.
Yeah, yeah.
He does that is the funniest thing I've ever seen. I watched that.
Christopher Walken is unbelievable.
Do you guys know Continental, where he's playing
but see,
this
the Continental.
From the point of view of the woman coming in the room,
yeah. see, that
and he's
bit,
just this disgusting, sleazy guy.
That bit drives me nuts. I can't stand
it's,
that bit.
It's the worst date any woman's ever been on. I'm telling you.
Again, you're trying to think
Christopher
I can relate
Walken,
to being
know,
a woman.
Like everything he says is funny because he has that odd, you know, cadence to his voice. And the funniest thing I heard from ever say is at Saturday Night Live, you go in and you go in a room with Lauren and you pitch ideas to the host. You know, it was Christopher Walken that week. And then at the end, Lauren says to the host, you know, do you have any ideas? And so he says, Chris, do you have any ideas? And then Christopher Walken said, ape suits are funny. And then I got like a 2-minute laugh. And then he said, bear suits too.
Was that where Bear City was born?
I've interviewed Chris Walken, and he is such a—he's a guy who loves classic showbiz dancing and singing.
Oh yeah, he's
and
a
that's
singer,
his whole
a dancer,
thing.
Is
he wants to talk about Busby Berkeley musicals and you know Carmen Miranda and Fred and Ginger and Gene and Sid Charisse. And, I mean that's him.
Ann Miller.
Yeah, he's into that.
Let's go to line number four. Good morning. You're on the air with Norm Macdonald and Jan Wall.
Ann Miller.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Darren from San Jose.
Hey, dude.
Hey, I've been listening the last 20 minutes. Did anybody mention So I Married an Axe Murderer for favorite movies?
And also shot in San Francisco. And Mike Myers. It's Mike Myers who's a really interesting actor.
Yeah, but I think I wouldn't. See, I think Mike Myers, like when he came, a lot of guys when they come out of Saturday Night Live, they do. It's tough for them guys like Dana Carvey and Mike Myers because then they're playing a comic role, but they don't really have comic personalities, you know. And so Mike, when he did Austin Powers, it didn't seem like a movie like that could work to me, you know, because that wasn't the template for comedies. Comedies were always like Eddie Murphy, somebody with a strong comedic voice, you know,
right?
Not a character actor. But he did it like a Peter Sellers thing, you know. He said, I'm just going to do a bunch of different characters. And it worked fantastically.
Speaking of Peter Sellers, the remake of The Pink Panther really was horrible. And why do they have to do that, Norm? I want you to stop that in Hollywood now.
I don't understand.
You got power, man.
Steve Martin did Bilko, which is like unbelievable that you could ever
remake Phil Silvers.
Temerity to try to do Phil Silvers.
Exactly.
And then the greatest comic actor ever, Peter Sellers. I don't know where you have the gall to do something like that.
Now the ego.
I like Sergeant Bilko.
Yeah, I think this could go on for like another hour, but I'm getting the whole.
Did
like,
you see the TV show?
That's the
yes,
thing.
Yes, with,
Phil Silvers.
Phil Silvers, yes.
And you like the
Paul
movie?
Ford.
Yes. I thought Steve Martin did a really good job portraying Phil Silvers.
Remember Paul Ford in the. You know,
oh, I love Paul
Ford.
Yeah,
I know. He was
I loved when Bilko would trick Colonel Hall, you know, like you go like, you know, he'd want to put a show on the camp, you know. Absolutely not, Bilko. There'll be no show at this camp. All right, sir, I understand. Wait a minute, sir. Turn to the left a little. That profile, sir, it's like a young Tyrone Power. You're like, wait a minute, Bilko. Maybe the show's a good idea. No, sir, we can't do the show. No, Bilko, we should.
Dude, I could seriously go on with this for like another hour, but I'm getting the whole thing from the whole group in the studio over there, the whole wrap it up, we got to go type thing.
Oh, you're ending the show?
What else are you doing today?
This is it?
They're kind of got to go. I think they're lying to us, Norm.
Relax.
What? Allie, take the day off.
You're ending the show now?
Well, apparently you have to
go.
Why do I have to go?
I don't know, dude.
There's nothing else. Or you guys want me to go in your sand?
No, we're blaming you.
That's what I'm saying. I could go forever. I'm having a great time, but apparently... I don't know. They always do this.
Your people. Yeah. The people that come with people.
You may have to go to the other radio station down the hall.
Maybe.
I have no idea.
It's over, I think.
It's over?
I think this is the last one, right?
It's the last one.
Where are they?
They're in that studio over there behind the glass. Norm MacDonald going to be at the Improv in San Jose.
Other movies we could have talked about.
I'm telling you. The Improv in San Jose tonight, 8 and 10 o'clock shows. Then tomorrow, 7, 9, and 11 o'clock. Sunday at 7:30. And there he is, everybody. Norm MacDonald, thanks.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Thanks for coming in, man. I really appreciate it.
That was really fun.
Thank you, Jan Wall.
All right. Great to be here. It's great to be with Norm.
Jan Wall, KCBS entertainment reporter and Cron 4 movie critic.
Oh, you're on.
Do what?
Are we still on the air?
Yeah, we're running it up.
Yeah,
we are professionals. Sorry.
Kinda. We got to take a break. Check out Jan's website, janwall.com. You got anything else you need to plug?
No.
No? All right. Thank you, Norm.
You bet.
All right. We'll be back. This is the Morning Music Co-op.
Woody, Tony, and Ravy.